Blog Talk Radio.
Show and tell. Ooh, I love it because it takes me back. And man, oh man, I tell you, I really need to go back right now because it's so crazy in the world right now. And you know, we're on the brink of war. It just breaks my heart, man. I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time trying to enjoy and be happy when I know that my brothers and sisters around the world running for their lives, you know, and that's just really sad. It's really sad. So I pray deep down in my heart for those people that are out there that are just worried and suffering, and I have friends that said that they're scared, and it's just ugly. It's ugly out there, right? So anyway, I hope everything is good. I hope you guys are good, and I just want to give a shout out to Chico. What's up, my brother? I hope guys, you know, listen, we have to make sure that we stay prayed up, you know, for each other. Because it gets a little crazy And we need each other. That's what I believe, that we need each other. We need to stop hating on each other and start loving on each other. And so anyway, this is Throwback Thursday, and you listen to Wardell Potts on Solar Records Radio. And don't mind me if I seem a little concerned, but I am. I'm very concerned for human life around the world, and especially in the Ukraine right now. So we're just praying for all our brothers and sisters over there, the children especially, who has no, they have no idea what is going on. What is this? Why is, what, you know, why is this happening? You know, so, but anyway, that's where we are, in a ball of confusion. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's have a good time here on Solar Records Radio. I appreciate you guys, and I love you guys, and I hope you're good to all my friends around the world. Much love to all you guys. Thanks, Astrid and Greg, for doing what you guys do for Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you very, very much. So we want to get going and kind of make, maybe this could be a little therapy. Get your mind off of some of the craziness that's going on in the world, right? And we need that. Every once in a while, we need to be able to escape some things that may directly impact us, and try to refocus and pray about it. Because sometimes we have to know that, well, most times we have to learn to let go and let God. And so once you, my mom always say, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. So if you're going to pray, can't worry about it anymore. It's in God's hands. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it to God. And I'm so grateful for you guys. Let's have a good time. It is cold in Texas. Man, I need to get back to Cali. It's cold. I'm not used to this. But I just found out, talking to Linda Carrier from Dynasty this morning, she said that there was ice on her car. So I guess, you know, the weather is, it's kind of crazy all over the world right now. So, guys, let's get going in this ball of confusion that we're in. And we're going to let go and let God and just go down memory lane together here on Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you very much. Let's go. Oh, Lord. This is The Temptations.
Walking down with their heads in the sky. Cities ablaze in the summertime. No. in the wind, population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And the band played on.
Thank you. One night in Frisco, on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Madonna, and a face that would make any man proud.
Oh, what's wow? He's the greatest dancer.
Champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance but not conceit, as a man he's complete. My creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers head and nose. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Hawthorne, Gucci, Iarucci, like a sieve, that man is dressed to kill.
Oh, what the wow, he's the greatest dancer. Oh, what the wow,
I've ever seen.
Oh,
him,
he's the greatest dancer. Oh, what the wow,
ooh, 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 wow.
Gave Astra some bad information, but this good information in this at the same point, just because that's chic. That is chic. Bernard Edwards on bass and Tony on drums. Oh my goodness gracious. Those guys were grooving, and I just, you know, I missed the reason why I mentioned them too, because they're gone. But Sister Sledge, I believe they're ones that they produced. And so I apologize, Astrid. But this was these guys, the groove that they laid, it reminded me of the Solar stuff that we were doing, or we were copying off of them because they were doing it before us. You know, because we started, and even though it was like Solar actually started in 78, but I didn't get involved until 79 with And the Beat Goes On and second time around. And that's when I started with them. And I remember Tony and I going back and forth, enjoying each other's grooves and stuff, and all the stuff that Chic was doing. They did Diana Ross Upside Down. But just the Bernard's, and his bass lines were just so cool. I mean, the music was cool, but he would just take it to another level of cool that I loved so much. And I'm so sad that they're gone. But they were just amazing. And they brought a wonderful element to music that really was a blessing to so many of us. And so thank you guys for your contribution to the music industry and just blessing us and giving us music that we can still live, listen to and enjoy, even though you're not here. Thank you. Your legacy will live on here at Solar Records Radio, and we appreciate you very much. Hey, Chico, I just wanted to say a shout-out to your artist, Moonchild. She came on here, and we had a good time chopping it up with her, and we just wish her continued success. On Wednesdays, we have our Indie Jazz Day, indie artists and jazz artists, and so she came on a Wednesday, and we really enjoyed chopping it up with her. So thanks so much for hanging out with us today, man, oh man, I just want to continue to, like, I've been doing some stuff around the studio, and I'm really doing my best to be my best, and to try to get away from my emotions that I'm feeling right now for my brothers and sisters around the world. But anyway, we got to keep it rolling here. And so I want you guys to kick back, relax, and thanks again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Wardell Potts Jr. Here we go, guys.
Take my place, my emotions.
Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. I tell you guys, I love it. I love it. And I love it. This old school music has really been nothing but a blessing to me all my life. And I'm grateful for it. And I hope you are, too, because it kind of takes us away from some of the crazy things that go on in the world. Let me just tell you, that was a Cisco Kid by War, right? What a great groove. I remember being in the basement in Philadelphia and just the blue lights, the red lights, whatever, and, you know, all the posters on the walls and the pretty girls, the pretty girls on the other side of the room, all the guys on one side and the girls on the other side. And it was, everybody was just jibber-jabbing, just talking about all whatever we were talking about, had no idea, and just, you know, just being kids and learning about the other sex. And the girls are all dressed up. We're not used to seeing them dressed up. The guys do their best to dress up as well. And so we go from just being outside playing games and stuff to, you know, taking a bath and shower, whatever, and get dressed up and go and meet with each other in the basement. It is something else. And like I said, you girls are always hard on us guys because, you know, we had to come to you to ask for a dance, and if you didn't want to dance with us, you let us know, and then we had to walk all the way back on the other side of the room to our friends, embarrassed, you know, but you got to do what you got to do, right? That was the time, and so we were just learning. We're just figuring you guys out, and y'all were rough on us. Oh, boy, y'all were rough. And then before that, I was playing In the Raw by The Whispers. That's a song that I had a wonderful time recording for The Whispers and with The Whispers. And it was great, you know, just being a part of the sound of Solar Records. It was an awesome opportunity for me to work with a group that I grew up listening to and admiring and enjoying, and to be able to, you know, constantly, every time it was time to record a new album, I was the drummer. What an opportunity, what a gift, and what a blessing it was for me and my family. And then we started off the block with Chucky Booker, and man, I can't let go, can't let you go. So how is that, man? I can't let you go. What is it about a person that, you know, I mean, you know, we had this amazing relationship, but something happens and we're breaking down and we're going in different ways, or we grow apart sometimes, right? And but then when you realize, man, oh, man, she's so beautiful or he's so beautiful, I don't want to let that person go. And then you start writing songs like, I can't let you go. You know, what am I going to do? How can I fix this? What is it that I need to do? And sometimes we just need to change. And sometimes we're not even the problem, because sometimes the problem could be coming from the other person and we're supposed to be breaking up based on the other person, but you are so in love and you're like, I can't let you go. We have to figure this thing out together, you know. And so I love songs like that. I love songs. They have so much meaning. If you just really get into the lyrical content. And back in the day, that's what songs was all about. So really, I encourage you to really listen to some of those great old school songs. I mean, they were absolutely amazing. And if you just listen to the song that I just was playing in the background, I'm going to play it for you because it's a song from a group that I grew up with in the city of Philadelphia, the Stylistics. And, you know, I love those brothers. And they had so many amazing ballads. Just like, oh, Lord, that group really knew how to put it down. And so, but what's the deal with breaking up and then making up? Why do we break up to make up? So let's you know, that's a crazy question, because if we're going to break up, let's just be broken up. You go do your thing, I go do my thing. But we break up, then we make up, and we break up, and then we make up. And some people said the best part about breaking up is the maker. So, all right. So let's go and check out the lyrics here on Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you guys. We are about an hour and 16 minutes left in the show, and we do appreciate you guys. And we're keeping all of you guys in our prayer, and our friends around the world are all in our prayers. We'll be back.
see it, don't you? Hey, I just don't think I could live without you.
I'm
Anyway, guys, that's Bill Withers. A lovely day. Man, that's all you get right there. And quiet, Greg. Don't say anything. But, you know, I even if singers can't do that, Even singers can't do that. I mean, what I'm saying, even some people that can sing, because I can't sing, is what I'm saying. That note is so, I mean, he held it so long, like over 8 bars. That's a long time, especially in a mid-tempo ballad. It's not like a fast song and hurry up and go past 8 bars. That's a long time. And his intonation was not wavering or anything. He was just on that note like it was a holding a keyboard note. And so, man, every time I hear it, I go, this brother was putting it down. That's old school, but old school was doing it. And that's what I love about this old school. He has so many great songs, great lyrics, great just entertainers. You know, on the stage, these guys would put on shows. And it wasn't just about the music, you know. It wasn't like you go to see them and you could have just said, oh, I could have just stayed home and listened to the record because they're doing no more than what I was listening to. You know, but no, these guys they do shows. They were just so good at it, and they kept us entertained, and they were the entertainers, and I was so grateful for that. Some of that kind of stuff, even, you know, I guess as life goes on, it changes. It's supposed to, right? But there's some great things that happen that we should not let go away. We need to hold on to the good stuff, the real good stuff. And that's like good music. Don't let it die. Please give us good quality music because we need our kids to have their own old school. Yeah, they come to our old school because their old school is just tore up. Cause they hang out with us, and that's all good. I enjoy, you know. My son said to me, "Dad, you just don't understand." I don't understand what he's talking about. Earth, Wind, and Fire. I was like, "Come on, dude!" But I was laughing so hard because he loves it that much, and so that's because they don't have their own old school. They do and they don't, you know. So so the hip hop thing. You know, a lot of rapping and everything, and that's all good, and that's a blessing for, I mean, look, I just got a cover on Snoop Dogg, right? So, you know, he took one of my songs from The Whispers and did it. So, for me, it's a blessing, you know. I'm not really big into rap, but I love, like, the easier going rap. You know, I don't like the hardcore where people are, you know, talking about hurting each other. I just can't get into the violent type of rapping or putting down women. I can't get into that. But if you're talking about something decent, like Will Smith, you know, and they call him like a real soft kind of rapper, well, that's what I like. As a matter of fact, that's my homeboy. And we did a song with him, I'm Going to Miami, right? So, see, he used to, and the beat goes on. Therefore, I'm going to Miami, and so I love just good, clean music, stuff that we could. It can be like a form of what's the word I'm looking for? I know y'all know treatment. You know, like it can bless you. It could help you to get over certain things. It's I can't think of the words that I'm looking for. But anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. So this here girl right here cracks me up with this song. And she's like, listen, I really, really like you. I really, really like you. And so because I really, really like you, I need you to do me a favor. And he's like, "What's that? What you need? I'm excited that you really like me, but what is it that what's the favor that you're talking about?" And she says, "I need you to make me yours." You know, I never turned my mic off. I was over here jamming. It's a good thing I wasn't singing, because I was just told by one of my best friends that my singing would put an end to world peace. Isn't that terrible? What is wrong with people? He says your singing will threaten world peace. Come on, man. Guys, why are people so cold around here? Yeah, that's the problem with the world right there. Don't you think? They're so critical. My passion. I'm so passionate and I love to sing. Yeah, but, you know, he's right in a way. I can't even get my church to give me a microphone. Now, how is that possible? One church I played at for 17 years straight, and they wouldn't give me a microphone. I'm like, come on, guys. Hey, we'll mic your drums, but you're not getting a mic to sing. And now my new church, I'm like trying to manipulate them and see if they'll give me a microphone. And they slowly, like, they want to, because they're grateful to have me as their drummer. And so I'm like, oh, y'all really like me here? Okay, can you give me a mic? Trying to manipulate the church. How wrong is that? So I'm telling you, it's what? Such a destructive vocal line. What? Is that what you said? No, he didn't say that, but that's what I read. But anyway, man, guys, yeah, we do love the OJs and the Four Tops. Bernadette, come on, girl. Woo. You know, I love the lead vocalist in the Four Tops. I love the whole group, as a matter of fact. And, you know, but they really did have a very special. Now, this is the thing, that they were really special, but you got the Temptations like you're on the same label. It's like, who do you give out the attention to? I mean, the Temptations was so powerful. And you got the Supremes, Diana Ross and the Supremes going, it's like, what? Who do you... Like, what does Motown do? It's like, we can't, like, you know, and so the Four Tops is, like, dealing with that. You know, it's like, you know, the Temptations is number one for, you know, 20 weeks in a row, and we're number two. Can you guys step down for a second and let us be number one for a second here? You know, it's just crazy. And so, but to me, they were equally as talented. I mean, they were. It was just great songs, great performances, and you see the passion in them. You could see it in their eyes. You could see it in their steps. You could see it in You could hear it in their songs, but also in their conversations when they're talking about it. Because most of them were like in shock that they became so famous so quickly. It was like, wow, we are here. We are on national TV, you know, and that was unheard of, you know, and at the same time, we were still going through what we were going through here with the blacks and the whites and all the craziness that we were dealing with, the Civil War and people hating on each other because of the color of their skin, and, you know, and at the same time, Motown was climbing, and people were saying, even the white people were like, you know what? We still like their music. We like their music. And so they would show up at these shows, and the blacks would be on the stage performing, but everyone would just be sitting there because you're not allowed to get too close. It was crazy. It was so controlled. It was a uncomfortable. It was like a militant environment. Like, you stay over there and you stay over here. No mixing up. And you know, and my wife, you know, coming from a white school, she told me that they decided when they started busing the kids from one school to another school to you know, busing to get the blacks and the whites together, the principal called off the school dance because he didn't want them to get together. So they and the kids were like, are you kidding me? So these are the adults making bad decisions for the kids. You know, it's usually when you tell a kid not to do something, that's when they usually do it even more. Because it's like, you know, they are curious and they want to do what they want to do. And so they'll find a way. And they did. And before you knew it, they had to get over this thing about not letting them mix. Because not only did the blacks and whites end up mixing, becoming friends and you know not just going to school together but living in the same neighborhoods, the black athletes were just taking off in the schools. And so it just became a thing. Now, I'm not leaning one way or another. I love everybody, and I wish the best for everybody. But then, on top of it, so you got the OJs and the Temptations. The OJs is trying to get into their space, and the Temptations, like, we got this, and we're enjoying this space. And then, you know, they got the Supremes and stuff going on, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles right there. And then, all of a sudden, these guys show up.
Don't bother, guys.
I tell you guys, that song right there, that song right there is a perfect example of what I've been trying to share with you guys in regards to the lyrics. You know, the old school lyrics are just so amazing. And that song right there, Love You Inside and Out, backwards and forth with my heart hanging out, I love you. What am I going to do if we lose this fire? This guy is chasing this woman. And so in this situation, it's like we have a right to fight for what we think is right for us, even if it doesn't appear from what other people may think. It's like, what are you chasing her for? Or why are you chasing him? What's wrong with you? We have the right to chase what feels good and right for us, even if it's wrong. That's what we feel. This was the right person for him, and he was chasing her, and he saw that she was screwing, going to mess up their relationship if she didn't get it together. No matter what it was that she was doing, he loved her for her. He didn't love her for anything else but for who she was on the inside. That's who he was in love with. And sometimes people do things that really don't represent them in the way that they would want to be represented. They make mistakes. You know, they may say something that is just wrong, and then they have to say, oh, forgive me, I don't know where that came from, because that's really not them, but it's inside of us because of the world. We're open to information that just, you know, that has no care about who you are as a person, who your character is. It goes in and it just sits there and it does what it wants to do whenever it's ready to do it. That's why we have to be careful what we let in, you know? And so, I mean, but we really don't have any control. If you're around it, if you hear it, it goes in and it's doing its thing. And so sometimes people are acting in ways that they really, that's really not a part of who their character is. And so this guy is so in love with this person for who he knows she is and what they are together. And he's fighting with every bit of him to keep them together. He says, no man in the world could tell me that you're not worth fighting for. I mean, this guy is like, and no man in the world could love you better. I mean, he knows that this is it for him, and he's putting it all on the line for her. People do that. People do that. And a lot of times you go, what is wrong with him? You know what? Sometimes there's things that we can't see. We don't understand. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It's just we don't understand it. And so that's why we can't be judgmental. Because we don't, just because you don't understand something, it doesn't make you right. You got to back up. And so I when I'm listening to that song, and I'm like, that lyric is so powerful, because he is speaking for a lot of people in a lot of different situations. He's like, I love you inside and out, backwards and forwards with my heart hanging out. I mean, good gracious, what? I'm just saying, he's laying it on the line. And I just think that is an amazing, amazing lyric. And I love that song. And I hope that you, if you go to Google, just Google it and read the words for yourself. And when you get to the bridge, when you get to the bridge in the lyrics, you will be blown away. The lyrics. Hold on, somebody just said something here. Did you guys post that? I'm just trying to see if somebody, I thought someone just said they posted it. But anyway, but the lyrics in the bridge are absolutely amazing, and you have to check it out. Anyway, I'm going to keep on going because we have only 25 minutes left in the show, and I can't believe time has gone by so quickly. I'm having such a great time with you guys, and keep praying for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. And I want, you know, this is going to sound strange, but I also want to pray for the soldiers that are being put in this position by the leaders. Pray for them and their families, because they're doing their job. Not necessarily do they want to do that. So we can't look at them as the enemy as much as they look like the enemy. That's crazy. You know, they say, well, you don't have to do it. If you know it's wrong, you don't have to do it. You can just walk away. Well, you can, but in certain places you do that, they'll just, you know, take you out. So, and some people don't want to die like that. So, like I said, we don't know the situation. All we can do is pray. Like my mom said, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. So, here on Solar Records Radio, first of all, we want to say happy birthday to all the birthday people around the world. Happy, happy birthday. We wish you a wonderful and blessed birthday, and we hope that you enjoy, and thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you and love you, because over here on Solar Records Radio, one of the most important things that we love around here, besides each other, is music. Let's go.
I wanna whisper. I got something to say, yeah. I wanna whisper it. Everything is just great. I ain't ashamed to say how I feel when it comes down to you. So many ways to communicate. For me, it's only one way. I could send it in a letter, I could text your phone, hit you up on Twitter cause you stay all gone. Even fly a plane, ride it in the sky. But it's better, girl, if I
wanna whisper. Put my arms around you to hold you very close. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause you stay locked on, girl, yeah.
Even fly a plane, ride it in the sky. Baby girl, it's better if I
tell you, babe. Oh yeah, girl, yeah.
And I wanna let you know that you're
up. Come and get with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tonight, yeah, girl.
the moon. misty shadows mold your body in the room. All through the years, far as I can see, it's me loving you and you loving me. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. A natural sensation as my body sings. We're two groovy people, baby, you don't know. Dancing to the music, moving to and fro. Just laying my face all upon your breast. Floats me above the world, and I must confess, baby, it's you. You, baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Something to that, but that is awesome, man. Oh man. And then we had Charlie Wilson and Keith Sweat, I believe, was on then song before that, One I Got. And man, oh man, that was fun. You know, Charlie Wilson has a way of continuing to do his thing at this at a very high level, and that's difficult. And I'm so proud of him. And so, yeah, guys, I wanted, and then we had The Whisper, right, from which group was that that I had up there? Astrid had posted it. But anyway, so grateful. Oh, that was Charlie Wilson right there. Okay, yeah, The Whisper, yeah. Okay, I had two Charlies, I guess. I don't know. I think somebody tricked me over here. But anyway, I started off with the OJs, I Love Music. And so that's what I'm looking at. I'm seeing all these different things that other people are posting. And that's awesome. I love it. I'm glad you guys are doing that. I did want to read something to you. Let me see if I can find that. As I'm having difficulties, here it is right here. So let's see if I can find right here. Right here, I'm getting close. I'm trying to get to it. Man, oh man, this guy, so this is the bridge. I'm trying to get to the bridge of the song. It says, no man could love you more, and that's what I'm crying for. Let me see. Yes. What am I going to do if we lose this fire? Don't try to tell me it's all over. I can't hear a word. I can't hear a line. No man could love you more. And that's why I'm crying. That's what I'm crying for. You can't change the way I feel inside. You're the reason for my laughter and my sorrow. Blow out the candle and and I will burn again tomorrow. What? I mean, this guy is saying, no, man, I mean, you could knock me down, but I'm coming after you. You are mine. Blow out the candle, and I will burn again tomorrow. No man on earth can stand between my love and I. And no matter how you hurt me, I will love you till I die. Come on. Woo. You know, I'm just saying, those lyrics, it's like this guy is reaching. And I know some could say, this guy is obsessed. Well, sometimes I think you could be obsessed with what you feel, not necessarily the individual, but what you feel for the individual. And so it's not necessary that you're obsessed with that person, but you're obsessed with the feeling that you have inside that came from that person. And you don't want to let that go. You don't want that to end. It's like, come on. This is it. I know this is it. And we can do this, but you have to fight for it, just like I'm fighting for it, so that it can happen. So I'm trying to encourage you. I'm letting you know, I'm laying my cards on the line that you are everything that I want. And we can do this, but we have to do it together. It takes two, baby. It takes two. I can't do it alone. I need you to focus. Stop being distracted by things that is going to destroy us. See, we got to remember that a relationship is more than just one individual. It is the other side of that relationship, whether it's a business relationship, it's a partnership relationship, it is two sides. And so you need to be focused. If you're in a relationship, then you can't make it all about you. It needs to be about both parties, or you shouldn't be in the relationship from the beginning, right? So anyway, we can keep going and keep going and keep going, but guys, it is time to go here. And I just want to say thank you so much for blessing us and coming on and being a part of Solar Records Radio. We do appreciate you guys. Don't forget, tomorrow will be Friday. It is the kickoff of the Solar Weekend, and we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please come hang out with us and be a part of it, because we love you and we appreciate you, and we never know who may call in. You know, we just love to share, you know, the stories, and whatever we don't know, we will find out for you, okay? So thank you guys so much for loving us and choosing us today to hang out with us. We appreciate that. God bless you. Father God, please take care of our loved ones around the world, and your children, please protect them. In your son's name, amen. God bless you guys. Good night. You can't tell.